KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Look at this, blue sky, puffy clouds, 75 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, the hard part is done. Utah got the hockey team. Today it's the big welcome party at the Delta Center. You're invited. I'm already here, so's KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe to tell you what's happening here this afternoon. Amy?
We already knew people here are excited about this new team, and that's all because of those season ticket numbers. But there's already a couple hundred people here at the Delta Center an hour before the party starts. 4 is the official time for this afternoon, just in time to pick up the kids and head over. The doors open at 4:30 with a couple of thousand free preseason tickets that are just open and for grabs for those people. Also free food. Then inside, Ryan and Ashley Smith are expected to speak along with a few of the players. Seats are first come, first serve, and of course we're here. It's great to see people. Say hi.
Yeah, the team touched down at the airport, the former Coyotes, this morning. They were welcomed by the next generation of hockey players. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera was at SLC for the welcome. He continues our
Many
team coverage.
Many permission slips to Biscoe must have been submitted because Utah's new NHL team touched down and were immediately greeted by the loud cheers of youth hockey players from all over the state. Players like Liam O'Brien, Alex Kerfoot, and Logan Cooley stopped after their flight to sign autographs and give out high fives to Utah's next generation of hockey players turned fans. The hangar where they were waiting to meet their new team was packed wall to wall, holding up signs of welcome to Utah to give the team a positive first impression. Another sign Utah has been waiting for this day to come. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Yes, the team, but what are we going to call the team? That's the big question. And we have some news on that front. Trademark applications have now been submitted for the Utah Mammoth and the Utah Ice. That's in addition to the Yetis, the Blizzard, the Outlaws, the Venom, the Fury, Utah Hockey Club, and Utah HC. Fans are going to get to decide, according to Ryan Smith, but we have a whiteboard here at our booth across from the Delta Center where you can cast an early vote for many of those names. KSL News Time 302, a few states east in Minneapolis, the Minnesota Lynx women's basketball team has been putting together a celebration of their own. Their party is in honor of former Utes player Alexa Pill.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting all of this, but you know, it means a lot, and to come into a program who welcomes me this way, and I just appreciate it so much. For people who understand me and just cherish and appreciate my culture, you know, I'm looking forward to this season.
Alyssa Pilley was welcomed by both the team and local Samoan and Native American tribes celebrating her heritage. The first-round draft pick was chosen by the Lynx number 8 in the WNBA draft. The U.S. Supreme Court appears divided over a challenge to Idaho's abortion law. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the High Court today hearing a case that could have implications for abortion bans that have been enacted since Roe v. Wade was overturned. The Justice Department insists the Idaho law violates a federal law that ensures emergency room care to all patients. Emily Martin with the National Women's Law Center told reporters outside the court that the patchwork of laws around the U.S. has caused confusion for doctors.
It's caused a public health crisis. The legal uncertainty that providers are facing in states like Idaho is leading OBGYNs to flee states with abortion bans.
Abortion is healthcare. We want it now.
As abortion rights advocates chanted outside the court in the nation's capital, Arizona lawmakers were also taking action on abortion. Legislators there repealing the state's near total ban on abortions. 3 Republicans joined all 29 Democrats to repeal a law that's predated Arizona's statehood. The White House commending Congress for the passage of a $95 billion foreign aid package, which in part supplies Ukraine with much-needed military aid. National Security Advisor Jack Sullivan says the aid is reassuring U.S. allies.
The passage of this bill sends a powerful message to the rest of the world about the enduring strength of American leadership.
President Biden signed the bill today, and the first shipment of military supplies is already in the works. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Congressman John Curtis, among those who supported the foreign aid bill, he told Dave and Duchanovic this morning he hears concerns about the package, but he ultimately felt like voting yes was the right thing to do.
They're concerned about sending money without accountability. They're concerned that we have not defined an objective for this war. They're worried it's going to be Vietnam and Afghanistan, where we do this for 20 years and pull out. And I think all of those things are very, very legitimate. But I'm telling you, I'm one of those who's absolutely convinced that Putin could not have a victory.
Curtis says Putin needs to be stopped in his tracks before a NATO country becomes the next target on his list. KSL News Time 306. Ricky Meese is here. Ricky, it's a shame you're not out here.
Oh, 75
degrees.
Yeah.
Ah, the breeze and all the fans are showing up. Listen, it might get loud. I don't know. We're going to be doing the news, but there's a stage over there and there's a band set up. And I imagine at some point this afternoon they're going to start playing because it's a party at the Delta Center.
It's a party. Yeah. Have you seen the team yet? Any kind of peek or glimpse?
Nothing yet. So here's the question. Is it a party for the drive home?
It is already, I'm afraid. For those coming from Utah County, we have a crash with injuries northbound I-15. Approaching the point of the mountain, a right lane is blocked. That's causing heavy delays into Lehi. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Olympics and sewers. My minute of news is on the way next. Stay right here.